News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
St. Patrick's Day is around the corner. With that, you're probably going to see a big pile of green, but some of that green and some of the decorations for Patrick's Day are less inspiring and more insulting. That's according to John Crotty, historian and author of The Irish Tricolour. John, when it comes to Patrick's Day decorations and visual celebrations, how do we get it wrong?
You know, we've really lost our way on this subject. It's sad to say. I think we started to put the sham in shamrock. And it's very much, I think what's happened is we've exported this idea of what was Ireland in the 1800s, when so many people are on their way to America and the likes. And we've now re-imported it, but we've taken very much a watered down, washed out version of it. And I've seen some examples this week of shamrock, of leprechauns, of gold coins. I mean, gold coins, are we pirates or are we the Gaelic Irish who have all this wonderful symbology to turn to that we've just neglected, I'm afraid?
Well, let's start with the first of those, the shamrock. How did we eventually commit to it, and is there an it to commit to?
See, there really is. I mean, there's unbelievable authenticity in the shamrock in that it was used in association with Ireland for at least the last 500 years. By the late 1500s, every tourist that came to Ireland was commenting on it and seeing the association. And it was been used in association with St. Patrick around that time as well. We even see green in association with Patrick around 1597. So it's not that these things don't have age, and that age probably goes right back to Gaelic Ireland when they were eulogising shamrock in our Gaelic annals and the likes. But it's how we use it, you know. It's these cartoon versions, these caricatures almost of what it is to be Irish. And I think modern graphics and media might play a part in that as well. A bit of a lazy attitude of taking on board these computer-generated images.
Is there something traditional, though, in our lack of respect for our national symbols? I think if you go to some countries, they will largely abide by not putting up the national flag unless it's on some kind of pole. We love zip tying them to lampposts.
Yeah, you know, and it's a shame because I don't think that existed in this country if you go back 100 years. You know, if you think of the symbols we adopted in, say, the 1920s when we were forming the state and how those symbols were used, you know, the harp, the wonderful coin collection that we came up with and the barnyard collection. You mentioned the national flag. You know, there was a reverence, I think, still. We've probably become more independent as people and a nation, but, you know, the pendulum can swing too far sometimes. Just lose that sense, I think, of authenticity and that almost respect, for want of a better word, you know, and how we use them. We should feel we have a responsibility in how we put ourselves out there.
You talk about the reverence for the flag. Is there anything in the history of the flag that particularly merits reverence?
Yes, I mean, look, it's a national flag. It's a national symbol. You know, if we're seeing that this is the symbol of Ireland and it represents each and every one of us, you know, there should be some minimum standards on how that's applied. You know, none of us should feel like that we can, as you said, just strip up the pound shop version of what is Ireland. You know, it's a shame. Now, we have to remember as well that we only have one national flag. You know, Ireland has many opinions, but it only has one flag. So everybody has a right to express their opinion with that flag. But how we do so should really be thought about, because if you do it in a way that just, you know, degrades, I suppose, the flag itself, really you're degrading a much bigger vision of how we see ourselves.
Lastly, how did we end up with the leprechaun?
Oh, see, this is an awful sad story, really. You know, I mean, obviously the leprechaun is mentioned, if you like, in Irish mythology, but it really took Walt Disney and Dervy O'Gill back in that 100-odd-year-ago period now. That was widely expressive, I suppose, of Ireland for a time, but never by ourselves. And what we have done is, of course, we only started doing our parades in Ireland really with gusto from 1931. That's when the first Dublin official parade was organised, if you like. I mean, St. Patrick's Day only became a holiday in Ireland in 1903. So we very much looked abroad, sadly, for inspiration, I suppose, and how are these things done. They were done well in the likes of New York, but unfortunately the leprechaun and the like were becoming part of that image. So, you know, I would say we need to take back that image. You know, we have wonderful symbols to turn to in our Gaelic imagery, our Gaelic knots. As I mentioned, our shamrock, it's not even that the shamrock isn't authentic, it's how we represent the shamrock, it's how we use this imagery that's become unauthentic. So, you know, we really need to reclaim these things.
John, thank you. John Crotty, historian and author of The Irish Tricolour.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.